Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up in an hour, we will talk to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops. They get a win yesterday. Good pitching performance. James Wood hit another home run.
Yeah, Jake Irvin was good last night.
Oh, he was awesome.
So yeah. We will talk to
and Finnegan got save number 6.
Rizzo.
Chelsea said she wouldn't recommend it though, right? When I was going to bet on him last night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't blame her based on what happened the night before, but it was good.
So it is mock draft season.
Yeah.
The Commanders don't pick until 29th.
Yeah.
Late in the first round, EB, you wanted to kind of tackle the mock drafts. There's so many of them out there. I'm looking at one from PFF.
Yeah.
Which actually mocks all of their picks.
Sure.
You could do that with any team.
Well, what I suggested to Drab, I texted Drab yesterday. I said, what I'd like to do potentially is, and maybe Cakes could do it too, since Cakes is now also a fellow fan. Now, he doesn't have the equity built in that I have, lifetime. But that's okay.
More of a newbie.
He's a noob. We'll let him in. What I'd like to do, and you guys could do it too if you cared, but I doubt you care, is I'd like to for Drab to give me a different mock every day, right? And based on that mock and who's available, tell you who I would pick if I was the Skins in that moment. Do you know what I'm saying? So in other words, today I'll just use Mel Kiper's mock, his latest mock, okay? Now in his, he has them trading out of the 29th pick. And it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Trading with Cleveland, who will want to move up to get their quarterback because they didn't take one early. And then
who does Cleveland take it to?
He probably has them taking
Travis Hunter. Or Abdul Carter.
He has them taking Hunter.
Okay.
So he has them taking Hunter, but they still have a need, obviously, a quarterback. So they want to trade back into the first round. That's what he has. And then obviously the Commanders, they want to acquire some more picks. So they trade down a few spots to 33. I'm not going to have them trade, okay?
Okay.
But in that scenario, so I'll give you a few names that are available, all right? I think personally, just when you talk about it globally.
What position would you want?
I think they've set themselves up pretty well where they could kind of go anywhere. I mean, I've really been tantalized over the last few weeks just thinking about, man, what if they did actually add a first-round receiver?
Okay. And well, I like the way you're thinking.
So, I know, but I don't think that.
Yeah.
It would just be a luxury item, but it might really put them over the top. But at the at the end of the day, I keep thinking, man, even though they had some Jags, you know, Oz, you know, all these guys that were just kind of like, you know,
they weren't big names, but they were just role players.
They played their role great.
Yeah, they're productive.
They were scoring 29, 30 points a game, right? And it's all because of Jaden, but he made it work. He and Kingsbury made that offensive work. So now by adding Debo and Laremy Tunsil, I mean, they should be markedly better. So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be hard to improve upon that, but I think you can maybe bank on them potentially improving already, even before the draft. So I think it would be a luxury item. But so I think I would lean defense at the top if all things were equal. Mm-hmm. I would lean defense because it's the unit that needs more help. They've added, obviously, via free agency, but I still think we all agree edge rusher and secondary help is probably the most glaring need. I think they've got a ton of guys in the interior part of the defense. I think they've signed Kinlaw, and I think they think he's going to be a big part of that. Mm-hmm. I think I have high expectations for Johnny Newton. I really like what we've seen with him so far.
In year two, yeah, he should have a much bigger role. Love that.
So, but they just don't have anybody that can rush the passer consistently. The one guy we had double-digit sats, we let him go. They were not interested
in him. Division rival.
Let him
no
go.
Less.
So is there somebody out there that you would want?
So here's who's available at this point. So you got a corner from Ole Miss, Trey Amos, potentially is somebody you could look at. They've got a couple receivers, according to Kuiper's mock, that are available. Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, Luther Burden from Missouri. I'm not sure if the receiver from Ohio State, who I like, if he's still available. You've got the running back in his mock, Travion Henderson. He's still available. He was averaging 7 yards a carry, Cakes.
Yep.
Well, he's just a stud.
An absolute stud. If you can add a guy like him at the top of the draft, you might do it. But
no, he's not an every down back. He's a smaller guy, but he's got burst.
Right. He could take it to the house.
Yes.
He's the receiver you like from Ohio State, Emeka.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in projected 21st.
So he has him already gone.
Or 22nd in this draft.
So I would probably take the edge, who actually Kuiper has him taking later with the 33rd pick. The kid from Boston College, just because the numbers jump out at you. He had 16 and a half sacks last season. Had 65 pressures that led the nation. Right? He's a 4-year player from Boston College. He's not overwhelming in size.
It's like 6'2", 250.
6'2", 247, according to ESPN. So, you know, but the production numbers just jump out. Now, what's weird is he had 16 and a half sacks this year. Last year, he had 2. It looked like he played a bunch.
Right.
The year before that, he had 7.5. So I don't know. Maybe they asked him to do different things. No idea. But last year, he had a bomb season, led the nation in pressures, 16.5 sacks in how many games did they play? Probably 12, 13, something like that. Well, I love that 12, production. Yeah. I would bank on that production. I don't know what he did at the combine, but
he was good at the combine.
But that's a guy that I think if they walked away with him at 29, you'd be thrilled with.
Well, certainly, too, if they traded back and were
if they were getting him at 33 and add a pick,
that's the
I'm not
real
doing
win.
Trades,
right?
I'm not doing trades, but of the guys that are available, I think I would take him over the corner. I probably would take him over the two receivers. There's another corner for Thomas from Florida State. I'm not sure. I think he might be one of those guys that didn't necessarily test super great, the corner from Florida State, but you know, productive. In terms of speed, I could be wrong about that, but I think he's the one that maybe didn't knock your socks off with speed. There's another edge rusher from Texas A&M that's available.
Stewart, yeah. You're talking about Stewart?
Scorton.
Stewart gone?
Yeah. I don't know if he's got him gone.
So Commanders have 5 draft picks, correct?
Currently. Yeah.
By the way, Ezeraku's numbers from the combine, he didn't run the 40-yard dash. He had a 35.5-inch vertical. 9.11 broad jump, and he benched, I guess, 22 times.
Those aren't overwhelming numbers.
They said he performed pretty well, though. I do remember them talking about him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just the production is off the charts. If you tell me that they can get away with getting him with their 29th pick, I think you're going to be thrilled. You got a guy who led the nation in pressures and had 16.5 sacks.
Yeah, and he fills one of your biggest, if not biggest offseason need is pass rush, especially with Fowler departing.
Now, again, there is a part of me that wants to add a luxury item to the offense.
I like that part of you, EB. I like the part of you that.
But I think this is a bigger need.
Even though they score 28 some points per game, you know that Jaden needs more weapons around him. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a running back picked within the first, well, they have three picks in the first four rounds, right? Mm-hmm. That's a deep running back class, but
Would you take the home run threat like Henderson?
I might
take it to the house.
If I'm Peters, this class is so deep in running back, I can get a good running back in the fourth round.
Right.
I'm not even going to pick one in the first or second round.
Which is the traditional philosophy anyway. People generally don't like to take these running
backs. Don't need to overpay for RB.
Right.
Mm. Unless, now there is a caveat. Obviously, unless there's a Saquon Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs, somebody of that ilk, which they would never get at 29 anyway.
Right. I don't think so.
Like, that guy's not lasting until the end of the first round.
I
don't think Commanders fans have a problem with the edge come out of the first round. Not at all.
No. Of course not.
And I'm not even
and maybe
sure
they'd
be upset if they went corner second.
Correct.
But I do remember this. I do remember, I think it was last year, that I had different needs, and I would have picked guys in different spots than what he did. But what
it's
he
hard
did
to predict.
Worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I think it's hard to predict. Like, I wouldn't be stunned if they took a linebacker. You got... Luvu's going to be around.
Luvu's your stud. They're grooming McGee.
All right, if they believe in McGee, because Bobby Wagner,
they're grooming
this
McGee
is probably his last
in theory
year.
To replace Bobby Wagner.
Okay,
they love McGee. Apparently,
then maybe you don't need it.
Yeah. Kind of depends on what they have when they rank all their players. The best linebacker, let's just say the best linebacker on their board's already gone, and then the second best linebacker they don't have rated to like a third round pick. I don't think they're going to reach and take him in the first.
Oh, no way.
But we don't know who they like at all. We have no idea.
So if it fell like Mel Kiper has, you're taking...
I would just take him at 29. I would take... I don't know how you pronounce his name. Zirakua?
Ezeraku, I believe.
Ezeraku? I mean, it's a hard name to pronounce. We'll call him D-E.
Just call him E.
D-E.
Easy. Call him Easy.
Yeah. D-E. Easy's a good one.
Easy from...
call him Easy E.
Easy E from Boston College.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah, there you go. Ian Rappaport of NFL Media reported that Maxwell Harrison and Quincy Riley were set to visit the team on Tuesday. Harrison was a starter at Kentucky for the last 2 years. He missed some time in 2024, but he had six interceptions and returned three of them for touchdowns.
Didn't he run like a? I think he ran like a 4.29 or something, like a blazing speed at the combine. Mm-hmm. Harrison out of Kentucky.
Is that where Davis came from? Isn't Jamin, was he a Kentucky guy?
Yes. Davis is a Kentucky Wildcat.
I'm out.
And then Riley played at Middle Tennessee State, moved on to Louisville for the last 3 years, had 33 tackles, three tackles for loss, two interceptions, and a forced fumble. So they brought in a couple of corners. The thing is, I saw they did the Top Golf bit again. So they had like 20 guys there.
Oh, they already did that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So it's hard to kind of read into who they're bringing in there.
But of those 20 guys, I'd look at them closely. I'd see if Eazy-E was in there. Like, who were the guys they invited?
Right.
Remember, somebody had pointed out that I think Kime had pointed out, of the guys they drafted, all but one they met with personally at the combine. They didn't just see him work out, they met with him personally. And the one guy they didn't is the guy they worked out and worked with as part of the staff for like the Senior Bowl or whatever. So they definitely...
I'm going to try and find out who the biggest name prospect was invited to the...
Top Golf.
To the Top Golf.
Well, you know a guy at Top Golf?
That corner Harrison from Kentucky, I slighted him a bit. He ran a 4.28 40 at the combine. Almost had a 40-inch vertical leap. And NFL.com grades him as a 6.3, will eventually be a plus starter. They like him.
What's his name?
Maxwell Harrison.
That's the kid from Kentucky.
By the way, Ashton Gentry, the running back, said that the Raiders did a Top Golf bit too. So they're like creeping on the idea.
I mean, it's obvious. They're not going to just draft a guy based on watching him on, you know, their computer.
Yeah, I think
and seeing some combine numbers. They want to know the person.
Peters and Quinn said, Nikki Javala tweeted this, that they found it beneficial because players were more relaxed and they could see how players interacted with one another. The players also got individual time with the coaches, just as they did last year. So there was about 20 of them.
Right.
Just a week away, boys. Just a week away.
And remember, allegedly, and I don't know if this is true, but Jaden kind of felt like it wasn't personal enough for him. right? He wanted he didn't love the idea. Maybe he just didn't understand what sort of their perspective was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it's so funny that it was just a year ago that the rumor was that Jaden wasn't super thrilled with the idea necessarily of coming here.
Well, he seems to have assimilated quite nicely.
Oh, it worked out wonderfully.
Yeah, worked out for
all
parties.
But it didn't
parties.
Go out swimmingly. And as your boy told you a year ago about this time, that he had the relationship with Brandon Ayuk, which, by the way, have you ever seen a more real? I mean, these guys are butt close.
They are close.
People scoffed they at that tight. Idea that, you know, he had the relationship with Ayuk. Ayuk asked Peters, you know, a year ago what they thought his potential draft status was 2 years ago. And they said,
Fifth round.
He didn't like that.
That's why I didn't want to come here because they said
he didn't have warm feelings necessarily.
Right.
But it's all worked out wonderfully.
Yeah, he forgot about that.
Yep. Worked out.
And
great.
He'll love it in 3 years when he signs a $600 million deal.
Yeah, he will.
So if the corner Hairston, all right, here you go, Cakes. If Hairston is available, Kiper has him going 26 to the Rams.
Okay.
If he's available at 29, do you like Zeraku or whatever?
I'd rather have the pass rusher.
You would.
That's what you're asking.
All right, yes. So if you could have both, I think I would too.
I would take a pass rusher, and then if I still feel a need for a corner, I look at that in round two. Then I pick my RB in round four and hopefully accumulate some extra picks from trading back somewhere along the line. I've got a whole plan.
And no kicker in the draft?
No, come on. It's a kicker in the draft. Get out of here. No.
I'm looking at the Florida State kicker.
That's fine. I'll find my kicker outside
the
draft.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to draft him.
Probably not. All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. Open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Going to open up EB's entertainment page now. Is brought to you by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Ricky. Driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. She'll set you up with an amazing salesperson. Check out all of their inventory at BMWofairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me. And they will absolutely take care of you. I promise.
You want to know my daughter's response when I asked her if she was willing to pay her cell phone bill?
Yes.
I said, hey, Mad Dog, do you want to pay your own cell bill? It's about $75 per month. Ava, you're still on scholarship. I sent it to both.
All right.
Yes. Madden said, ugh.
Right. Great answer.
Why?
Right.
Well, you asked. Now we're back and forth.
The problem is the phrasing. You asked, did you want to pay your cell phone bill?
I said, I want to know if you're okay with paying your cell bill.
Okay.
Kind of like, can you afford
doing it? I thought,
you know,
she'd say, oh, maybe you could pay half.
Yeah.
She wants me to, but I think I'm still going to make her pay it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you could give her a deadline. You could say, I'll tell you what. I got you through, you know, summer, and then come fall, it's on you. You know what I mean? Just like have an ending.
Or every other month?
Well, that's just going to go on forever.
That's going to get confusing.
Well, I mean,
just give her a little time to build up and to be prepared.
Do your kids pay your own?
I pay for everything, my kids. They're all on scholarship forever.
What about yours?
I don't pay anything for Kelsey.
No.
My other daughter's 8. She doesn't have a cell phone.
So Kelsey pays her own cell phone.
Kelsey's 24, lives in L.A. and makes a living.
Well, my daughter's 23.
Okay, well.
I mean, she makes her own money. Yeah. She doesn't make
my kids aren't making
makes.
Money yet. Okay, my kids, one's still in college. The other one is in a startup, finishing master's.
So they should be on scholarship still.
Yep.
But it's coming to an end
soon.
Like
on a family trip, I'll pay for her ticket.
Yeah, of course. You could do things like that for your kids. You're not going to just cut them off forever.
No, I don't. Believe me, I told you what I pay for. I pay for a lot.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Whatever.
I mean, I think Kelsey's on my medical insurance, but that's until...
Like 26, maybe? 25 or 26?
Somewhere around there.
26 is when they have to come off it.
Yeah.
Believe me, I can't wait to get my kids off scholarship. It's friggin' ridiculous.
Need some of that money going to your bottom line.
Pay for my own friggin' bills.
We'll see what happens.
All right. You got a negotiation going on. You could just
I'm negotiating.
No, he's being nice.
Being a good dad.
Nice. Yeah.
I'll probably end up saying what you said. All right, I'll take care of it through August.
And then August comes, you'll forget about it.
I was going to say, next year, let's start off the year right. And
get you through the year.
It'll get you
through the year.
When's her birthday?
And then 2026.
June.
Maybe you say when you turn 24, time to, you've now been working for a year and a half, 2 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on how much you want to help them out. I mean, whatever. I'm sure she could swing it.
She definitely could.
Yeah. So
I know what she's got coming in and going out.
I bet you do.
I know every cent.
Right. Well, what about this? What about you say, you know, let's start next month, and then instead you pay the bill, and then I match it and put $75 into some like Roth IRA or something.
Ooh, I like that. It's not a bad
or just to her savings account. Yeah.
Why do you know every cent of what she has? Like, you have access to her bank account?
Because she's attached. Her account is attached to my master account. So I see what's coming in and what's going on.
Sometimes that happens if they're under 25.
And I see her credit card is attached to them. She's got an Amex, but it's on my.
Her paycheck goes to your account?
Yes.
She's got to straighten that out at some point.
She doesn't want to.
Right.
I mean, eventually she will, but right
eventually
now.
Or he's going to be like Jaden Daniels' mom.
Yeah. You're the dad version of Jaden.
I might be.
He's a double helicopter
when
dad.
When your daughter's dancing at a wedding and there's some dudes there, are you dancing right next to her?
But I'll tell you what, if she doesn't do, if we didn't have this setup where she's attached to my account, she wouldn't save any money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be
helping her along.
She'd be spending it everywhere. She'd be at the Tyson's spending money.
You're her financial Sherpa.
I am.
Is what you are.
Yeah.
You're just guiding her down the path.
So I don't know, I'll keep you updated on that.
Okay.
I thought this was sad.
If you care. I don't know if you care.
Sad news, Cakes. But man, what a career. This dude had a 74-year career. Think about that.
74-year
career. That means we got another 44 years.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We got another 44 if we want to match this dude's career. Wink Martindale.
Ah,
the iconic game show host. I remember
he
him
was my
most
guy.
From Tic-Tac-Doe.
Tic-Tac-Doe was
Stay away from the dragon.
That was my jam back
right, it was
in
a
the
dragon.
Day. It was a dragon.
He
yeah.
died at the age of 91.
Great run.
What was the game he hosted? It was like blackjack.
He did high sure. rollers.
Was it Gambit?
He did Gambit.
It was Gambit.
Card Sharks?
Was it Gambit or Card Sharks?
Well, he definitely did Gambit.
There was definitely a game
did.
That was, like, one that was like higher or lower.
He hosted The Last
Word.
There
was one. It was like Blackjack.
The Great Getaway Game. He hosted Trivial Pursuit, Debt, Instant Recall. The guy just did all of them.
Let's be honest. The one seed is Tic-Tac-Doe.
I think so.
That should be on his tombstone. The dragon should be like front and center on his tombstone.
He was close friends, Cakes. With Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they were
Did
boys.
Not know that.
His wife of 49 years.
Can't
I think
that.
You could say that.
Come on.
Valdez is just scared, but I think you could say that, Cakes.
I don't know what I can say anymore. I'm very confused.
Yeah. So anyway, pour some out for Wink Martindale.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that tonight.
91.
Did Elvis dump her when she turned 18?
Cake's favorite tube used to be Eskimo tube. Is that still in existence?
I mean, I can look it up. Let's check the Odyssey filter.
Check it out.
Yeah, we're going to do that right now.
I thought that was the guy that calls in.
No, I remember Cakes. It.
No, Larry?
My memory is Cakes used to always talk about Eskimo.
Larry
tube.
Said he liked that.
Hold on.
Eskimo
yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, it definitely.
Yeah, Larry.
All right, what about Eskimo tube?
Cakes was familiar.
Cakes is definitely familiar. All right, JP mentioned this, I think, during a break. I'm not sure he mentioned it on air, but there's going to be a new documentary called Shooting Guards, Cakes. That will detail the Wizards locker room incident between Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden.
That's called must-watch TV.
The trailer's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's really well done.
I think it's going to be on Netflix, right? And I think it comes out in May.
May 6th.
May 6th. Man, that's going to be one of those you just have to watch. Now, of course,
Crittenden ended up having a murder rap.
Yes, he served 8 years of a 23-year manslaughter sentence. He was released from prison, actually, in April of 2023. Wonder what he's doing.
In the trailer, Arenas says, you know, I was a prankster and maybe I took it too far, but basically he, you know, they got in their little argument and Arenas brought the guns and put it there in front of Crittenden and said, you said you were going to shoot me. I brought the guns.
Right.
And then Crittenden's like, I got my own guns.
Yeah. I wouldn't tempt him with that with that option. Crazy. If I know the guy's violent and I know
then
the guy's
everybody
beef
scattered.
With me?
Crazy.
Have you watched? I know JP's watched. Have you watched Court of Gold yet?
I did.
I watched the first episode. It's really good.
It's pretty good.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, that's the
Olympic team.
Yeah, whatever they call it. I guess it's not the Redeem team, but Steph Curry goes nuts in the last. I felt like I was watching it just to watch the last episode with Curry going nuts.
How many episodes was it? Because I've only watched one episode.
Maybe four.
So you didn't love it?
Liked it.
It
just didn't offer that much, like, I just anything that I didn't know.
I like the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, I didn't think there was that much behind-the-scenes.
Well, I mean, you got to see him in practice. You never saw that before.
Bit.
So I kind of like, I mean, you see Steve Kerr talking to the team and, you know, before and after practice. Never see that.
I feel like you almost get to know some of the other teams more.
Yeah, I mean, talked about the European teams. Yeah, talked about the European teams.
This seems like a low blow, guys. I'm not sure if you heard this, but Britain's Harriet Dart, okay, is a tennis player, has apologized for saying her French opponent, Lois Boysen smells really bad during her defeat in the Ruin Open on Tuesday.
Didn't she tell her to go get some deodorant?
I need some all over body deodorants.
During a second set changeover, Dart, who was getting smoked, she lost 6-love, 6-3. She could be heard on the broadcast asking the umpire to tell Boysen to use deodorant.
How does she smell it?
Can you ask her to put on deodorant? She smells really bad.
How could she smell her from the other side of the court?
She said, "Well, she still
she could
said
be
she
stinky."
Noticed, she said, "She know, but I mean, they're playing tennis. It probably is. I know when I sweat, I get stinky cakes.
Well, most people do.
I mean, I as I've gotten older, I think I get stinkier.
That could be the case.
There was nothing worse than guarding the stinky, smelly kid in basketball.
Was that the worst?
That was the worst.
She smells really bad.
She says, can you ask her to put on deodorant? She said it during a changeover. So it wasn't like she smelled her while they were forehands to each other.
All right, so maybe when she walks by her during the changeover.
She said she's awful. Can you put on some deodorant? Now, she's apologized, and she said it was a comment made in the heat of the moment. I truly regret it. It's not the way I want to behave, and I take full responsibility. I have a lot of respect for Lois and the way she competed today. I'll learn from this and move on.
Maybe she should worry about winning a game in a set before talking
about
how bad she smells.
Instead of just getting your ass beat.
It was a stunning upset for the 303rd ranked Boysen, who made her first WTA Tour appearance of the season.
Where's
following
Dart?
Injury. Dart was ranked 62.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is big.
Big win. There's been a lot of news about the Hackman and his wife's house.
The final days.
Their breeding ground seen in the police's new photos that have been released. I think you even have the one of the surviving dogs, kind of guarding the body of the wife.
So the wife donked off first.
I think the wife donked off first, and he was out of his mind. And he
I saw that
couldn't survive.
She was doing like Google searches of COVID and different respiratory problems.
But she said that Gene had like flu-like symptoms. She was trying to figure out what to do. At one point, she even ordered some oxygen canisters. So she was a little bit concerned that he wasn't feeling well. And they say that. Again, the quote is that everyone's jumping on is breeding ground for rodents and everything. I guess they found maybe some nests and stuff. But they say that part of the house was fine. You wouldn't know that you know you had that going on. But I honestly, I thought of Cakes. And he has all his animals. And and one of my brothers has a bunch of animals. Like at
times, does he have that many animals now? He's got a dog.
Back in the day, he would have one.
Yeah, we've
turned the sugar glider days.
We've thinned the herd.
Heck, you might want to go over there and make sure you're not a breeding ground for this Ashikasha disease or whatever it is.
There's no rat infestation. Unless you're talking about Rat with two T's, my favorite hair metal band of all time. Then I'm into it.
I can't remember. It was a hantavirus, pulmonary syndrome. A rare rodent-transmitted virus is what killed her. She was 65. And, like, because you had the sugar gliders. At one point, what was your peak? What was your peak of all your animals?
Probably we had two sugar gliders, so that's two. Probably
those are like rodents, right? That's essentially a rodent.
Yeah. So they had two of those and probably two dogs at that point. So probably the peak is four animals.
Didn't you also have some sort of a dragon?
My son had a bearded dragon.
What is that?
What is that? Like a little tiny lizard that eats crickets.
And what about, did you ever have like hamsters? Because those are like rodents.
My daughter had, it's either hamster or a gerbil. They're basically interchangeable.
I have a niece that had hamsters or gerbils. I don't know what the hell they are. And I'm telling you, it freaking smells.
Yeah, if you don't change the cage like every week or 10 days, it's gonna smell.
They had like this big old area for it. You know, looked like it had a great life.
It's going to smell like that French tennis player.
Yeah.
It's going to smell like
her. You're probably going to have the freaking hantavirus in your house. Be careful.
If I don't show up one day, you can say, Kate's got the hantavirus.
Are you allergic to cats?
Too much rat. I'm deathly allergic to cats.
Okay, that's why you haven't had cats.
Yeah, I'll never... A cat will never live in my house. Right. Ever, ever, ever. Come nowhere near my house.
And last but not least.
BB, you want to know? Sorry, you want to know who the biggest name was at the Topgolf?
Sure.
Luther Burden.
Wideout.
Wideout from Missouri.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
What about the edge guy from Boston College that I'm interested in?
Ezra Rock.
I don't know if he was. Yeah, I just asked for the biggest name. So.
I mean, Luther Burden's a pretty big name.
He's available. I passed on him today. He'll
most likely be available at 29.
Right. Ezeruku or Burden?
Burden.
He's not a wide receiver if from Mizzou.
Which one would you take if they were both available?
I do always lean to offense, but herein lies the rub. I had Luther Burden on my college fantasy squad last year. He underperformed. Now, I think it was because poor quarterback play at Mizzou. I'd still take the edge rusher. Does that feel like Peters can find a wide out in the later rounds?
Last but not least, if this had happened 20 years ago, I think Valdez would he'd probably have an account. Amanda Bynes is now on OnlyFans. But the actress says, don't expect anything scandalous. She's not going to post any sleazy pics, any sleazy content. She just wants to have a platform where she can chat with her fans through DMs. How long before Amanda Bynes abandons that and starts posting sleazy content?
Abandon Bynes?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, she seems like her life has gone completely off the rails and... I mean, you can kind of understand it with the abuse that she suffered at the hands of some of those producers when she was a kid.
Has that been documented? That's kind of why she went cuckoo?
I think that's part of it. I think that's probably the main reason why.
I heard an outrageous number about OnlyFans. It was They looked at the population here in the United States, the percentage of girls that are 18 to 24 in that population. Now, I'm going to probably botch the numbers, but it's roughly 11 million. Does that make sense?
That there are 11 million girls that have an OnlyFans account?
No, that there are 11 million girls 18 to 24 in this country.
Sure. It's 300 million.
That seems low.
I don't know.
I guess 150 million, whatever, in that age group.
Right.
And that almost 10% have OnlyFans.
So that's a million.
That seems absurd.
A million chicks.
Could one out of 10 girls, 18 to 24, Mike Marr, if you're dating girls your age, I know you're not dating right now.
Sweet spot.
Do you think one out of 10 girls have OnlyFans?
I find that extremely hard to believe.
Yeah, that seemed outrageous to me.
Have you ever met a chick out in Arlington or whatever that has an OF?
I don't think so,
actually. That you're aware of.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's more of like Miami, California, New York.
Not an Arlington thing?
Not in Arlington.
That's not a flex. Would you be interested? Would you date an OF girl? Mike Marr. Don't lie.
He's contemplating.
I'm contemplating. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough because that's a bad look, man. I mean, that's modern day porn star. You're not getting, for lack of better words, like, you know.
Yeah, but what if it's not like, what if it's just like sleazy content, but it's not like skins?
That's tough. I'd say probably not, to be honest. Not
really?
All right, I see another.
Tough look, man.
I see another thing which says 2% of American women between 18 and 45 are creating content on the platform.
2%.
All right.
But that's of 18 to 45.
That's
so 18
less.
To 24 might be the majority.
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Remember, Mike Rizzo, 9 o'clock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, President of Baseball Ops, will join us at 9 o'clock. They're coming off a nice win. James Wood with another home run. So we will talk to Riz coming up at 9 o'clock. Got the draft coming up in 8 days. One of the biggest stories is where Shador Sanders is going to be drafted. Is he going to go in the top three? Is he going to slip?
By the way, I like him. I think he's going to be okay. I think he has a shot. I think I like him more than Cam Ward.
Been successful in college at a couple of spots.
Seems to be slipping, though.
A little controversy that the University of Colorado has decided to retire his jersey as well as Travis Hunter's jersey.
These guys are there for, what, 2 years?
2 years.
I don't know how I feel about it. Why? Who cares? It does seem a little quick.
It does seem quick.
Like, I don't know.
Look, some organizations and teams are quick to retire numbers. Others are painfully slow.
Right.
I mean, look at the Capitals. Capitals have retired 4 numbers in their 50-year history.
Yeah.
4. That's it.
I know.
They just don't do it a lot.
It doesn't get me riled up because it's not my team.
Yeah,
they can do whatever they want.
It doesn't matter. The question is he worthy? Is he worthy?
Well, he helped turn around the program.
Yeah.
He's their quarterback. He finished 8th in the Heisman, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of low. Like, eighth in the Heisman. I'm sorry.
Where'd you finish in the Heisman?
Okay, we're not asking where I finish in the Heisman. Eighth in the Heisman.
Top 10.
Sounds just kind of
top 10. Top 10 in the country.
Okay, so they're retiring Travis Hunter's jersey as well.
So Hunter's going to go back, and like in history, it's going to look like great.
His teammate won the Heisman.
Right, he won the Heisman. He played both ways. Like, that guy's jersey makes sense to retire. Yeah. Like, you retire that jersey.
But this is why I don't really care. The Miami Heat retired Michael Jordan's jersey. He never played for the Heat.
Yeah, but they're just paying. There's such tribute to him that no one's going to wear 23 even for the Heat. That's pretty cool, I think.
I think that's dumb.
Don't they? Do they do that in baseball where no one can wear 22?
Jackie Robinson.
Right, do they do that so no one can
wear?
Okay,
that's the entire league.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, but the Heat?
Yeah. Well, that's separate issue. Isn't that like conflating?
Isn't it like JP's Colts? They got mocked years ago for like making it to an AFC championship game, and I think they hung a banner. And they got mocked.
Well, they should have. Isn't that what the Caps used to do?
No, the Caps would hang like division banners.
Eastern Conference champion or something.
Teams still do that, but for getting to an AFC championship game, that's lame.
Well, maybe they could say they won the AFC whatever.
They won the AFC South.
Yeah, so you put an AFC South banner up.
That's fine.
It's lame. If the Commanders unfurled a banner for making it to the NFC Championship game.
Weak.
Yes.
Weak. Yeah. Because they've won the whole thing before.
The thing is, I think you're going to look back on Travis Hunter for sure, and you're going to go, iconic player, stud, both levels. Shador is a little bit more of a question mark.
Yeah.
And you just have the whole...
They're just hooking them because Deion's there. They're just
having
hooking
the whole Deion factor.
Now, Sanders apparently...
If Deion wasn't the coach, they wouldn't do it.
Well, to his credit, he apparently set over 100 school records, including career passing touchdowns and completion percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So compared to all the quarterbacks that have been in Colorado... He's got 100 records. I don't even know how you come up with 100 records.
Well, you're drilling down deep to get 100 records.
It's pretty cool, though. I think it's fine. I raised my eyebrows,
is it going to bother you at the end of the day? No, but...
It'll never bother
Travis
me.
Travis Hunter should be there, but since Deion is the coach, they're going to retire.
Is Cordell Stewart's number retired there? Who do they have retired?
Well, look it up.
Rashawn Salaam, Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's it?
Well, Cordell's number should be retired,
it's
too.
Not.
No. It's not?
No.
No. They got some guys from like the 60s, but I saw people making the argument.
What about
yesterday.
Darian Hagan? I mean, he helped lead them to a national title back in the day.
I think his might be. Okay. No.
What about Bieniemy?
Nobody from the national championship team is numbers retired. That's the argument that people were making yesterday.
Four guys apparently have had their numbers retired.
Yeah, look, they're just hooking them.
And Rashawn Salaam would be the only one that you.
Okay. Well, that one makes sense. He won a Heisman Trophy.
Well, Heisman Trophy winners, of course, should have it.
Yeah. You want to keep Deion happy.
Yes.
Deion has brought them millions and millions of dollars.
It's fine. It's not going to bug me if Shador Sanders' dumb numbers retired in Colorado. My life will go on. I'm going to be okay.
If you're a big silly like USC, the only numbers they retire are Heisman Trophy winners.
Mm-hmm.
You got that makes sense. That's the threshold
for USC.
Yeah, the standard is high.
So what if you win the Dick Butkus Award? Not good enough?
Not. Yeah. I guess they only retire quarterback
if you win
and
the,
running
is
back
the
numbers.
Outland Trophy, is that a collegiate award?
Mm-hmm. That's for
not good enough.
Lineman.
Yeah.
Biletnikoff,
yeah,
receiver.
Sorry, not
do you know
enough.
Your Hall of Fame players who have retired jerseys for the University of Maryland, EB?
Hall of Fame players?
Can I guess one?
Hold on. I'll Are you talking
one.
About Hall of Famers?
I'm just, this is
all right, hold on.
Google.
All right,
University of Maryland has three retired jersey numbers to honor its Hall of Fame players.
All right, well, one of them, can I guess one?
Sure.
Or do you want to go first?
It doesn't matter.
Randy White has to be one of them.
Yep.
All right.
I don't think you'll know the other two.
Ooh. Randy White is one.
Yes, I don't have a file on Bob Ward or Jack Scarbath.
Nope.
No.
Those are the only three.
I think I've seen him at like halftime of a game before or something like years ago. All right. So I think worthy, though, if Shador Sanders is worthy, Sean Merriman's worthy.
Boomer Esiason.
Boomer, I would think.
I would say.
You know who else? Diggs.
Vernon Davis.
Yeah. Diggs.
Was he that great at Maryland?
He was pretty damn good, and he basically made it cool to go to Maryland at some point because
probably did.
He could have gone anywhere, and he chose to stay home.
Torrey Holt. Torrey Smith. I think Smith walked so Diggs could run.
Okay. What about VD?
Vernon yes. Davis, I said him.
Stud.
What about E.J. Henderson?
He had a long career.
Yeah, really good player, maybe.
Great player.
Well, I remember at Maryland, Ratcliffe Thomas was an absolute monster. He also coached us in a Divas game.
He did.
But he was a monster linebacker.
Oh, your all-time leading receiver at the University of Maryland. Won a Super Bowl ring, I believe.
Jermaine Lewis. Jermaine Lewis should have his number retired.
So Diggs is two, Smith three.
Lamont Gore.
Lamont Jordan.
Oh, Lamont Jordan.
Yeah.
They need a football museum. Like all the big schools have. Like when you go to Duke.
No, put that in basketball.
Huh? Oh, yeah. No, but let's try to hype up the football. So when we bring the recruits in, they need to have some sort of wing where they have all these guys and all their accolades.
Kevin Willard would have thrown a Molotov cocktail at the football museum.
Spray painted a big X on it.
Burned it down to the ground.
You go to North Carolina, they have this unbelievable thing. They have them at all the big schools.
I can't believe
it. Who's your all-time leading passer in Maryland Terrapin history?
Neil O'Donnell.
You're snickering. No.
Well, just because Boomer's four, he's the best.
Oh, Talia.
Talia.
Yes.
Talia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's because they threw the
played
most.
100 years, yeah. too.
Scott Milanovic, two. Chris Turner, three.
Don't denigrate Talia.
Scott McBride was number six.
Talia was a really good college player.
Yes.
There's no shame in that.
Yeah. Is it?
He's just never going to make it in the pros.
I got size for Steve Suter.
I got size for John Cleo. He's 13. That's kind
John
of our
Cleo
era.
Was a Montgomery College recruit. Like he came from Montgomery College.
Good for him.
So, you know, when I was getting my master's at Maryland, I worked in the, God, I can't remember what the name of the department was. But it was where, you know, the academic.
SID?
No, I did that, but I also worked with, like, the athletes. Mm. And so part of my deal was I was study hall monitor for the athletes. Like, when Sarunas was there, I had to tell him to zip it. And stay in the, because he would leave. Patsos would come in and take him out. It was crazy. And the Ratcliffe Thomas and all those guys, they were in my study hall.
Yeah, you watch Frank Wycheck make a bunch of bets.
And I had to tell. No, this is a true story. Jermaine Lewis literally left his notebook there, and there were lines for the games were in the notebook. And remember, he and Milanovic got busted for all that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Back in the day. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, you guys are kids. They're probably betting $20 a game or something. But they, yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll talk a little baseball. Nationals coming off a win. Their GM, President of Baseball Ops, Mike Rizzo, joins us here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.